Welcome back, everybody. It is Easter, finally.
Happy Easter. You know, we've taken a little break from you, and now we're back, and we thought we'd share with you the behind the scenes in the Yuzinski family of what really happens in our home during the Easter season, particularly the Triduum. So
basically, first, what we did this year is we started, our daughter wanted to do a mural on the big picture window that we have in our living room. So, you know, I'm always one that doesn't really like messes. So maybe I was a little resistant at first, but we had done this a few years ago in our other house and it turned out really well. So, and she's now a few years older, so I figured this should go over pretty well. So she made this really beautiful mural and I'm actually really surprised at how
she did a really great
good
job.
It turned out. Yeah, it did turn out really well. And then this way it's a great opportunity to just evangelize because we actually live on a really busy street. So anybody who sees our front window will see that we're Christians. And really, everybody should know that we're a Christian. At some point during Holy Week, someone sent me an email with a whole bunch of resources on it, just like printables, like coloring sheets, word searches, crossword puzzles, mazes, that all had to do with, you know, either Good Friday or Holy Thursday or something like that. So I just printed them off and just put them on the table for the kids to just, you know, do whatever. I wasn't like, okay, you do this one, you do this one. I just left them there and
They picked it up.
Yeah, they picked it up, and then even the little kids, and, you know, some of them maybe just had scribbles on them, but that's okay. And then another thing that we like to do at some point is we like to make pretzels during Holy Week. If you look at a pretzel, the shape of the pretzel is like, it's supposed to kind of be symbolic of like praying hands or something like that. There's actually, if you want to research it, you can easily go and search the meaning of what pretzels mean. And just, I think the ingredients that are used to make the pretzel dates back to old times during the Lenten season. And so it's been a practice among the faithful for many, many years. So our kids really love doing that, but not only just making pretzels, but making all kinds of creations with their dough. What happens is I make the dough. Eventually I feel like I could maybe outsource that to one of the older ones. I'm kidding. I don't mind doing that. And then they all just like sit at the table. It's actually kind of fun to just watch them. Like, cause everybody from the oldest to the youngest, you know, the 2-year-old to the 12-year-old, they can all do this activity and everybody gets kind of an equal amount of dough. And I always say you have to make at least one pretzel. And then they can make whatever else they want with that. So, yes. Sometimes they like to make their initials or braids. Like, that's another thing. I love seeing, like, the braided dough. And then at the end, you do, like, an egg wash over top of it so that when you bake it, it's kind of got this nice golden color on the top.
And then it's part of our next meal.
Yeah. I don't even think I ate any. Which is fine. I didn't make any. Did you try any?
I don't really like pretzels.
Maybe we have to find a better recipe. And then one thing, I don't even know if I did this. I think it started during the COVID year when we were all kind of stuck at home. And I wanted to kind of recreate a Garden of Gethsemane in our home. Because I remember as a young child going to our parish and going for adoration in the evening. And they had put all these plants in the sacristy, and they had Jesus in the Eucharist there. And I remember feeling like I was in the garden with Jesus. And I just remember that. I was maybe like 10 or 11 when I saw that. And then so that year, a few years ago, we tried to recreate that in our home. And ever since, it's funny, once you start something one year, I have a daughter who loves traditions. So it's like, once you do something, it's like, Mom, we have to do that again next year. So then I think last year she just did it. She just pulled all the plants from around the entire house and put them all into our living room. And so again, this year, now it feels like we have to do it. And I feel the same. And we put some little like candles in between the plants. And we have a big statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And that's kind of the focal point. And it's like, let's spend some time with Jesus this Holy Thursday. We do go to Mass that evening as well. But then it's just a quiet place in the house where we can go and sit and spend that time with him. Because it's a sad time. Like even every time I just think of it, I just like feel sad. And I like to enter into that. Someone's wanting to join us. So that's what we do for Holy Thursday. And we keep, actually, I think some of the plants are still there.
Yeah, I think so.
So, and the statue of the Sacred Heart just stays.
You will notice that Janelle's doing most of the talking because she organizes all the activities in our home and I just follow along. Oh, I'll bring out the camera to record it.
Thank you for being so supportive. And then on Good Friday, we colored and decorated eggs. So, I don't know, I always wonder what's a good time to do that, because Good Friday is such a sorrowful time, so it's not like you really want to do a lot of fun things on that day. But this year it ended up being Good Friday, making these eggs, and you know, the kids really like it. And I like it too, it's just so beautiful to see like the brightness of the color and, you know, being creative. And so what I do is basically I take out, you know, our mugs, and I put a little bit of vinegar in them, and just a drop of food coloring, and then boiling water. And then the kids can, obviously, we boil the eggs first, and then they can decorate them with wax crayons or some tape. And then when you immerse the egg in, it'll just absorb the color from the cup. So it creates all kinds of beautiful little things. And then this year, you know, in the past, we've often been away for Easter Sunday. But this year, I don't know, we just kind of decided to stay right until Easter Sunday, and then we headed out to Ken's parents' place, which is about 3 hours away from here. But in the morning on Easter Sunday, we had an Easter egg hunt because, you know, that's what kids like to do. And then, of course, Ken and I have to hide them.
Hide them on
Holy Saturday evening.
And a lot of them.
I feel like we had too many.
Yes.
It's just too much.
And here's the thing, you hide them and then you can't remember where you put them. And I'm still finding Easter eggs in the house.
Yes. But the thing for us, every kid has their name on the egg so that they know which one is theirs. And then they're supposed to find a certain number of them because, you know, everything has to be fair. I feel like I kind of want to scale down maybe next year. But it's hard because then the kids have these memories of doing something and they want to do it again, right? So anyhow, Easter egg hunt. Another thing that we do is a sacrifice jar during Lent. So basically I have a big jar, and anytime a child chooses to do something that requires some charity, just any kind of virtue, then they can put a rock in the jar. And then come Easter morning, those rocks turn into treats and that jar is filled up with beautiful colored eggs and jelly beans and things like that.
And then we took off on Easter to my parents, 3 hours away. Had a wonderful time there for a few days.
Yeah.
And now we're back with you. So that's a little bit behind the scenes with the Yuzinski family. Thank you for watching, and share with us in the comments, what was your Easter highlight? We'd love to hear that from you. Look at the camera, say happy
Easter.
Your face
is all dirty.
Say happy Easter. Say you're beautiful. I think she's pooping.
Oh, do you need a diaper change? Okay.